In Syria, more than 20,000 deaths and over a quarter million people driven from the homes and forced to flee the country. These are the official tolls over 18 months of violence in the country, according to a report presented to the United Nations Human Rights Council. Over the weekend, the UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for the first time, confirming that he feels the deteriorating Syrian situation is a global threat. The chairman of the International Commission of Inquiry for Syria, Brazilian diplomat Paulo Pinheiro, addressed the violence in remarks before the Rights Council in Geneva.
We receive numerous accounts, in particular from civilians, in Idlib and Aleppo governorates and in Homs city, of civilians barely managing to survive, shelling and in some cases snipers made venturing outside, often too dangerous to contemplate. Anti-government groups executed, captured government soldiers, informers, and people they believed to be members of the Shabiha. Anti-government armed groups admitted at taking captives and holding them solely for ransom or exchange, threatening the captives with execution if the deal failed. Children under 18 years are fighting and performing auxiliary roles such as assisting medical evacuations or as couriers for anti-government armed groups.